Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Every week in the introduction to this show, I promise that we will potentially tell you the story of one park bench. And then I always let you down, but not today. Today, we will nip out of the office and make our way to Regent's Park, the London park that's good for football players, boating enthusiasts, exotic ducks, sunbathers, and anyone looking to perch their rear on a park bench. The sun is out and on the broad walk, people are cycling, walking their hounds, and taking excited kids out to play. But we're here to find a perch on one of the benches that line both sides of this slow-paced thoroughfare. They're traditional London park benches, wooden, armrests at either end, and wide enough to accommodate three ample backsides. And they are very popular. Here's a loving couple, legs entangled. Next, a family from the Gulf who are taking in the scene. Then a group of Somali kids resting after their match. Who doesn't love a park bench? In a city that moves with punishing speed, here you can stop, hear birdsong, read a book, and relax, or perhaps have a passionate phone call with your lover. Whatever your need, this small piece of generous seating is a space that momentarily lets you change pace, see the world differently, or perhaps feed the pigeons. And that's why in many London parks you'll find they have small dedication plaques that remember someone who found comfort or solace sitting here. There are benches dedicated to actors, singers, and more regular folk too. Most inscriptions are self-explanatory, but one that intriguingly stands out on London's South Bank reads, "Memorial to the unknown husband, often imagined, much desired, never found." While the inscriptions are a nice way of remembering the dead, they come at a price. If you want a bench in Westminster, the central London borough, it will come in at precisely £1,179.35, plus VAT, please. And the bench will only carry your inscription for 10 years before they'll come looking for more cash. And securing one can also get competitive. Park bench dedications are so popular that many councils have closed their books or introduced restrictions. For example, having to prove that your loved one really did sit on this bench writing poetry. The London Park bench, though, is also to be celebrated because it's comfortable and is designed to welcome, not repel. You may be thinking this is the case for all benches, but it's not true in the rest of London, where street benches and seating are increasingly designed to ensure that rough sleepers cannot lay down. So there are now metal armrests between each seating spot. And their designers don't want you even sitting in one spot for too long either. So they've also introduced organic shapes from which you will slide if you nod off, and super narrow seats that will induce buttock cramp if you dare to linger. Some parks have even tried to add these meaner benches, fearful of the homeless taking up residency. This recently prompted vigilantes in the town of St Albans to remove the additional armrests. Well done. But in Regent's Park, it all seems to work out just fine, and the benches are used and loved, and few turn into beds. And in a city where plate glass architecture and uninspired public realm schemes encourage few people to dwell, it's great to know that some planks of wood and a handful of screws can unite the world in glorious sit-down satisfaction. You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.